Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's Ag Programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Good Thursday morning, everyone. Hard red winter December wheat at 596.5 is up 10.25. March is 599.5, up 10.25. Soft December 544.25, up 6.5. March 549.5, up 8.5. December corn 369.75, up 6.5. March 382.5, up 6.5. July is 398.5, up 6.25. December is 413, up 6. January soybeans 10.15.5, up 10.75. March 10.22.5, up 10.5. July 10.33.5, up 10.25. December soybean meal 372.60, up 2.20. December soybean oil is trading at 32.49, and it is down 2 cents. December live cattle 170.27.5. Now 25, down 57.5. November feeders, 240.40, down 15. December lean hogs, 90.20, down 157.5. Our first ever WILL Ag Farm ASICS Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Dave.
Wonder how you're viewing the markets these days. While I was out of the office last week, both corn and beans managed to put a little bit of a spike high in the market for the month, and it has since drifted back some, gave some of those gains back, although this morning it's showing a little bit of strength. How are you looking into the markets into the end of the month?
Well, when you look at the average seasonal pattern, and I know not every year is average, but when you take a look at like a 25-year average of November futures and a 25-year average of December futures, it is not uncommon for the markets to have a setback during the third week of November. So I've been kind of viewing this weakness that we've had this week as more of a correctional decline off of that strong October, early November advance. And we'll just kind of have to see how the thing pans out this week. So far, we've held, about the 38% retracement level on December and March corn futures of that fall advance, and soybeans have given back about 50%, and now we're trying to stabilize here. So when you look at just the raw chart picture, one has to kind of view this as a correctional decline, period of consolidation to kind of take a breather from the October, early November advance. And when you look at the seasonal, many times soybeans then regain the upside momentum in that fourth week of November and basically seasonally strengthen as you go on into the new year. Corn futures sometimes has a period of consolidation or a bounce during that last week in November, but then maybe has another period of weakness just before we go into the delivery process of the December contract. Mm. So that's the way you would look at it, at least from a seasonal perspective anyway, Dave.
What do we make of export sales today for soybeans, which were dismal compared to previous weeks? In fact, a marketing year low. Do we put any particular credit on that regarding the potential slowdown to soybean deliveries and purchases to China?
Well, it is you have to at least maybe say it's a yellow flag. But we did get, I think, a daily announcement this morning of 140,000 tons to unknown destination. So we did see some pricing on this price break that we saw here this week. Remember, these sales were announced that were made here like a week ago when prices were higher. The key here will be after this break that we saw this week, we'll see what sales are next week for this coming week with this break and see if we picked up any business. But overall, soybean sales are so strong that a week or so of a breather is I think, just a bump in the road. But it is concerning, and I think what the trade is probably looking at, so far everything seems to be going quite well in South America. So they're thinking that, you know, maybe they don't need to buy any extra soybeans just in case something goes wrong in South America, but we'll have to kind of see that. But when you look at export sales of corn, which have been dragging all fall, they came in at one of their better levels of the fall, almost a million tons, and that kind of sparked some interest in short covering in corn. And then we did get another 100,000 ton, I think, or 110,000 ton corn sale to unknown destination here today. So it does tell you that, you know, the foreign buyers did step up to the plate and at least bought some of this break that was happening over the past couple of days.
We're losing some of our freight advantage, I think. And so when we saw feed wheat coming in from France this week, that probably sent a flag or two up, too.
Well, you got to keep in mind people that have short cash positions, and there's a lot of resellers out there that have those short cash positions. They felt that this crop was going to be so big, it was going to create a glut at harvest, and they was going to be able to buy all kinds of cash inventory at very steep discounts, and the harvest just hasn't gone that way. Farmers patiently waited to go out and get their harvest, let a lot of this crop dry down naturally. Then we got into a wet spell, which, you know, kind of kept the harvest more orderly. And now the final leg of harvest is being delayed because of snow and cold weather and whatnot. So if you're short cash commodities, you're going to try to drum up all kinds of rumors about bringing imported soybean meal or bringing imported wheat supplies in to try to knock the price down so you can kind of buy your way out of that short cash position. So you have to kind of be careful. You know, the market is what it is, and, you know, the market knows all, and you just have to kind of take each one of these rumors and talk about this and that one at a time.
30 seconds left for the dollar. Just a quick comment, please.
Well, I think the dollar definitely has had a big surge. It's in a period of consolidation right now. Whether or not it needs to take that next surge up or not, or otherwise we could maybe see some weakness as we go in toward the end of the year because of the strong advance we saw over the summer and fall months.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 369 and a quarter, up 6. March, 382 and a half, up 6 and a half. July, 398, up 5 and 3 quarters. January soybeans, 1015 and 3 quarters, up 11. March, 1022 and 3 quarters, up 10 and 3 quarters. July, 1034 and a quarter, up 11. December soybean meal, 372.50, up 210. December soybean oil, $32.54, up 3 cents. December live cattle, 170.17.5, down 62.5, and December lean hogs are 90.17.5, and they're down 160. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.